各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今晚上想以永不思脚作为题目，不喜欢美丽。
This evening I'd like to share with you the topic to be kept from falling。
几年前我跟几位弟兄到缅因州的一个国家公园度假。缅因州，缅。
Once, a few years ago, a few brothers and I went to a national park in Maine for vacation.
那里有非常漂亮的山。
In the park were beautiful mountains.
跟两位弟兄就去爬那座山。
And I went along with two brothers to climb the mountain.
我的小孩想跟我去。
My children wanted to go with me.
后来发现到那个山太陡了，没有办法去。
But because the rocks were too steep, so they did not go.
在山的有段地方呢，真的就是大概就这么宽而已，那这么宽哦。这个山壁上面要钉钉子，你一定要扶着钉子，要不然你很快就很容易掉到海里面去，因为那个山是面临着海，很漂亮的地方。
And part of the climb was very narrow and steep.And without an anchor, the climber would fall into the cliff.
是一个相当有意思的爬山过程。
But it was an interesting climbing experience.
如果在那个狭窄的地方不小心失脚了，那一定是粉身碎骨的。
Had we fallen during that climbing, we would have dropped into the bottom of the cliff.
我们信仰的旅程就好像在爬一座高山一样。
Our journey of faith is like climbing a high mountain.
有的人在这一条狭窄的道路上面跌倒了，粉身碎骨了。
Some people fall miserably on this narrow path.
感谢主，我们今天都还继续在爬。
But thank God, we are still climbing on this journey.
爬山有爬山的要领，不失脚有不失脚的秘诀。
And there are ways to keep yourself from falling, just as there are secrets to mountain climbing.
我们请来参考约翰福音十六章一节。
Please turn to John chapter 16, verse 1.
约翰福音十六章一节。
John 16, verse 1.
我已将这些事告诉你们。约翰福音十六章第一节。
John 16, verse 1.
我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。耶稣基督事先跟门徒讲一些事情，警告他们，让他们在未来的日子不至于跌倒。
Jesus Christ told his disciples certain things in advance so that they would not go astray.
今天晚上想用圣经来谈一谈一些可能造成我们跌倒的原因，跌倒的现象，那希望借着这样子我们有所警醒，以至于不再跌倒。
So this evening I'd like to share with you some reasons for falling, and hopefully through this reminder we will not fall.
我们在教会的发展过程当中，我们发觉到无论是信徒无论是工人都有跌倒的例子。
In the history of church development, we have seen people who fall, both believers and workers of God.
我们盼望我们都不是那样的人呢。
And I hope that none of us will be in that category.
一个人跌倒可能开始于心的偏离，继续着就是意的迷乱，最后终于力的失落。
A person's fall may begin with the straying of the heart and is perpetuated by the confusion of the mind and results in the loss of strength.
我们请参考箴言第四章二十三节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
箴言四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。你的眼睛要向前正看，你的眼睛向前直观，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。这边提到说，我们的脚要离开邪恶，我们的眼要向前看，我们的嘴要说好的话。
It tells us here to let our eyes look straight ahead, and we need to.Speak. We need to have the right speech, and we need to keep our foot from evil.
这一切的一切都是从一颗心开始的。
All these begin with the heart.
一个人做错事情，就是他思想偏差了。
A person's wrongdoing comes from a wrong thought.
有一个婚姻专家在讲说，为什么人会有婚外情呢？
A marriage expert tells us why people have extramarital affairs.
就是他们呢，眼睛头脑先这个，他说秀逗了，头脑先短路了。
It's because their mind has gone astray.
人家跟他就会提到古代的人讲说，哦，一个茶壶要有好几个茶杯啊，所以人应该多妻啊。
They use the analogy that one teapot should be used with many cups. So in the same way, a man can have many wives.
这样的一种思想的错误，造成他们走路的这种错误。
Because of this misconcept, they have misconduct.
笛卡尔说：“我思故我在，我思想，所以我存在。”笛卡尔是，I think therefore I am for 他，不是他。
There was a philosopher that said, I think, therefore I am.
希特勒他的思想是他的国家，他们民族是世界上唯一强大的民族，最好的民族。
And Hitler believed that he was that his race was the superior race in the world.
所以这样的思想造成他变成一个杀人的魔。杀人魔。
And because of his mentality, he became a chief killer.
我们今天走罪恶的道路，是因为我们心中有错误的思想。
Today we go on the wrong path because of our wrong thought.
基哈西他在想到乃曼所带给他们礼物的时候呢，实际上讲他心里对自己这样说：“我一定要追上他，跟他要礼物啊。”
When Gehazi saw the gifts that Naaman brought to the prophet, he said to himself, "I must go after him and get those gifts."
他就跑过去追上他，就跟他要了一些不应该得的东西。
And so he went after Naaman and asked for the gifts that he was not supposed to have.
伊丽莎跟他讲说：“难道这个时候是你自产业买葡萄园、买橄榄园、买蒲杯、牛羊的时候吗
？”Then Prophet Elisha asked Gehazi, "Is this the time for you to obtain a property and buy slave servants for yourself?"
他心里已经想要赚取这个世界，所以他的行动就跟着去了。
Because in Gehazi's heart, he already wanted to earn the world, so he was led astray.
那么同样的，如果说一个人他心里坚定，即使是在各种不同困难的环境当中，他心里坚定，他还是不会跌倒的。
So if a person is set or firm in his heart, he will not fall.
比如说约瑟，他经历各种不同困难的环境。
Joseph went through many adverse circumstances.
但是他心一直对神是存着纯正的心。
But he had a steadfast heart towards God.
在地位很高的时候，可以管理一个富有人家的所有财产的时候，他也不犯罪。
Even when he was in charge of a wealthy man's house, he never sinned.
在最卑微的时候，跟一大堆被关监牢的人在一起的时候，这种负面的影响的地方，他也不犯罪。
And likewise, when he was thrown into prison and found among the prisoners, he never sinned.
他心把守得很紧啊。
He kept his heart very well.
所以今天无论我们在什么环境，也许神都帮我们把啊，也许我们不在这种啊很危险的环境当中，但是呢，换句话说，如果我们又把我们的心随时向罪恶打开，我们一定会得到啊，最后一定会受迷惑。
If we do not keep our hearts but let it open to sin, then we will definitely be deceived.
有的人，神一直保守他的环境。
There are people who are under constant protection from God.
但是他的心总是向世界敞开。
But even then, their hearts are always open to the world.
你常常会听到他有一些新闻从他出来。
And you may hear reports or news about such people.
在台湾有桃色新闻，来美国还是有桃色新闻。桃色就是 pink color， 就是 romance 了哈。 pastoral romance.
And people have romantic stories.
在台湾也在美国。
Oh, I'm sorry, they have extramarital affairs.
那不一定哈。有的人十八岁的时候有桃色新闻，这个八十岁的时候还是有桃色新闻。
And they may have emotional entanglements despite their age.
那你就会觉得为什么？你会觉得有的人真的在一种很单纯的环境之下，为什么常常会闹新闻呢
？So why is that under even though some people are in very simple circumstances, they still fall into this kind of trap?
小弟的结论，唯一的结论就是他的心真的常常是向这个世界敞开的。
So my conclusion is that such people always open their hearts towards the world.
所以没有办法被保守啊。
Therefore, they are not kept from falling.
今天我们要想想看，我们的心到底在哪一种状态下面。
So we need to examine ourselves to see what kind of attitude our heart is in.
如果你常常觉得很无聊、很无奈、很 lonely, 很孤单。
If you often feel bored or lonely,
你会知道你心中没有力量。
And you don't have strength in your heart.
那我想，可能您的心或是我的心，在那个情况之下，可能常常是对这个世界敞开的。
And perhaps under such circumstance, your heart may be open to the world.
圣经上讲说，我们要尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
The Bible teaches us to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, mind, strength, and soul.
当我们的心不爱我们的神的时候呢，很自然的，我们的力量就会衰微了。
When our hearts do not love God, we will naturally lose strength.
有一个工人，他常常有，他有一个很深刻的感受。
A worker had this impression.
虽然别人看不出来他做圣工已经很灰心了。
People could not tell that he had already lost heart in doing the work of God.
但是他自己知道，因为在那段时间，他真的没有力量来服侍神。
But he himself knew very well that he had already lost the energy in serving God.
我们何时对神的心失落，何时就失落力量。
Whenever our heart is far from God, we will lose strength.
同样的，如果一个人真的有心在服侍神。
But on the other hand, if a person is diligent or has the heart to serve God,
他的心是谨守的，是对神打开的。
If he keeps his heart and opens it towards God,
你会知道他不是一个无聊的人，不是一个孤单的人。
Then he will never be bored or lonely.
你会知道他是一个生命很充实的人。
But rather, his life will be full of vitality.
因为神常常在他心里面。
Because God is always in his heart.
当我们这样回想自己的情况之后呢，我们要调整自己的心。
So once we have examined our hearts and our condition, we need to readjust our heart.
我们要把石头的心换成新的心，换成一个肉心。
We need to change our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh.
我们的心也许像一杯很脏的水。
Our hearts may be like a cup filled with filthy water.
但是我们拿到水龙头下面一滴一滴的清水滴下来，你会觉得里面脏的东西会溢出来，新的清水会充满这个杯子。
But if we let a stream of clean water flow into this cup, it will eventually be purified.
那些干净的水就是圣灵呢。
The pure water can symbolize the Holy Spirit.
我们真的要常常被圣灵充满，我们的心才能够常常更新。
So if our hearts are always filled with the Holy Spirit, our hearts will always be renewed.
我们这里有很多大学生。
We have many college students among us.
大学生是寻找人生意义一个最重要的时刻。
It is during college years that many people start seeking the meaning of life.
如果我们常常觉得生命非常的无奈，非常的无聊。
If we feel that life is pointless and boring.
可能我们真的没有好好的对神的话语下功夫。
Perhaps it is because we have not truly studied the word of God.
因为当你真正每天接触神话语的时候呢，你的心一定会被神那种新的思想、新的这种力量给满足了。
When you're constantly in touch with the Word of God every day, then you will naturally be filled with a new strength and satisfaction from God.
所以，让我们不要跌倒，让我们的心能够保守，不要偏离啊。
So let us not fall, and to do that, we need to keep our heart from straying.
一个人如果心偏离之后呢，再来他的意念就会迷乱。
Once a person's heart strays, his mind will be confused.
我们来看《约翰一书》一章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书八章啊，约翰一书一章。
First John chapter 1.
九节，第八节。
Verse 8.
一章八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
再者，我写给你们是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。第二章第九节。约翰一书第二章第九节。
Chapter 2 instead. Chapter 2, verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的就住在光明中，在他并没有跌倒的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且黑暗里行也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。我们的道理就是真光啊。
The truth is the light.
我们主耶稣给我们的爱也是一种光，光明的道路。
The love of our Lord Jesus is also a path of light.
如果我们失去了道理，不遵守神的道，我们就常常住在黑暗当中。
Therefore, if we do not walk in the truth of God, we live in darkness.
我们在黑暗之中，我们就很容易跌倒。
And if we live in darkness, we will fall easily.
你知道吗？如果说一个人哦，不遵守道理，那个心像是夜打开，魔鬼就进来，会占据我们的心。
If a person does not abide by the truth but opens his heart to the world, then Satan will come in to take possession of his heart.
那当撒旦占住我们的心的时候，我们的意念就会非常的混乱，想不清楚人生的方向。
And when Satan occupies our heart, our mind will be confused and will lose direction in life.
小弟的妈妈跟我做一个见证。
My mother shared this testimony with me.
她是一个生意人。
She was a businesswoman.
那平常在自己的家乡做生意。
And she conducted a business in her hometown.
那有一次有人跟她讲说，三峡哈，就是离我们家大概开车一两个小时的一个地方哈，有迎神赛会。那迎神赛会呢，就是人聚集很多的地方。听到你做生意哦，一天可以赚好多好多钱这样子。
And my mother was once told that in a nearby town, there was a rally where people can go there and conduct business for a day and make a lot of money.
我妈妈就去了。
So my mother went there.
那因为那是那隔天才迎神赛会，那天晚上呢，她就到处逛一逛这样子。
And the night before the rally, she walked around on the street.
那不晓得为什么看到一只哦白色的陶器做的一个很漂亮很漂亮的一只龙啊。
And she saw a dragon made of
Jade.
Polyester? Made of ceramics.
她越看越喜欢哦。
And she loved it very much.
她就把它买了。
And she bought it.
她说买了之后呢，她好像不再是她自己了。
But as soon as she bought that dragon, she felt that she was no longer herself.
她睡觉的时候好像头发公丢搞啊那吼。或者是那个好像说跳鸡童这样子，这样就是身体一直抖一直抖这样子，一直抖一直抖这样子。
And when she was sleeping, her body kept shaking uncontrollably.
嘴巴一直冒那个白沫。
And her mouth was foam.
虽然她已经付了很多的那个定金哦，因为先租摊位嘛哈，她会觉得她真的隔天没有办法继续工作。
Even though she had already paid for a spot in the market, she could not conduct the business the next day.
连夜呢，坐计程车回家。
So during that very same night, she got on a taxi and went home.
回家的时候呢，那个病状都没有改进了。
And her condition did not improve after she got home.
一定要送去看医生啊。
And she must go and see the doctor.
家里人也为她祷告。
And her family prayed for her.
突然妈妈灵机一动，觉得可能跟那条龙有关系啊。
Then my mother realized that it was probably because of the dragon.
就把那个陶瓷的东西打碎了。
So she broke that dragon made of ceramic.
发觉到她马上就好过来。
And suddenly she was okay.
为什么要讲这个故事呢？
Why do I share this incident?
你知道吗？当我们一个人给魔鬼留地步的时候，你就会觉得你的心思、你的身体状态都会被他所控制。
The point is, when you leave a foothold for Satan, he will take possession of your mind.
你有时候做出来的、行出来就不再是你自己了。
And from that point on, whatever you do may not come from your own will.
你的脑筋就迷乱了。
Because your mind is confused.
被撒旦拖着团团转这样子。
And you will be led by Satan.
我们常常很多不好的思想是从来自于魔鬼的。
Oftentimes our evil thoughts come from the devil.
造成我迷乱的原因呢。
and that causes confusion.
我们要把这些意念打掉。
So we must remove such evil thoughts.
有人觉得说啊，没有关系，我们呢，只要大罪不犯就好了，我常常可以犯小罪啊。
Some people feel that as long as they don't commit serious sins, it's okay if they make mistakes all the time.
我们要知道，犹大之所以变卖主耶稣基督，是因为他平常就在偷钱。
But we must realize that Judas finally betrayed the Lord because he had always been a thief.
虽然小罪不下一字不下一啊，不至于我们一下就死掉了。
Even though some of these so-called minor sins may not directly lead us to death.
但是大家都记得在赞美诗有一条诗歌这样说。
But as the hymn goes,
他说积少成多啊。
A little can accumulate to a lot.
啊，你常常犯小罪，他就堆积起来就变大罪。
Little sins can accumulate to serious sins.
你一直犯小罪，你就待在黑暗之中啊。
If you continue living in sin, however minor that sin is, you're living in darkness.
有人在形容哦，欲望是一个阶梯。
Some people compare lust to a staircase.
到最后就是一定会，一定会做到得罪神的事情，一定会犯死罪啊。
If you continue in your lust, you will eventually sin and leave God.
他们是说，如果你真的跟你的男女朋友牵过手之后
，After you have held hands with your boyfriend or girlfriend,
你下一次一定不会以牵手做满足啊。
You will not be satisfied with that the next time you date.
你一定有 naking 的动作。
You will start naking.
那你 naking 之后呢？你下一次约会你就不会以 naking 做满足了。
And after that, you will not be satisfied with that.
你一定有 petting 的动作出现。
You will start petting.
那你 petting 之后再次见面，你就不会以 petting 做满足了。
And after that, you will not be happy with that.
最后一定是到达那种失落的最后的防线。
And eventually you will cross the line.
所以我们不要以恶小而为之啊，以为恶很小就来做。
So we should not continue to in our sins thinking that the sins are minor.
这是非常危险的。
That is a very dangerous thing to do.
有的人觉得主耶稣是永远慈爱的。
Some people believe that the Lord Jesus is always merciful.
所以无论我犯什么罪，主耶稣一定会原谅我。
So he will always forgive us whatever sins we commit.
就好像大卫犯了那么大的罪，神都原谅他了，不是吗？
Did not God forgive David of his serious offense?
我们觉得这种意念也是会让人很迷乱啊。
Such thoughts can also confuse our mind.
其实我常常觉得，我当一个人犯罪之后，如果有那种神常常会原谅的思想，他会一直犯罪下去。
If a person always thinks that God will always forgive him, he will continue to sin.
我们的神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
他常常在我们犯罪的时候提醒我们。
He often reminds us when we sin.
我常常觉得那个叫 grace period， 就是神在我们犯罪的时候呢，提醒我们，给我们一段悔改的时期啊。
But this is a grace period in which God expects us to repent.
比如说夏娃犯罪的时候，神没有马上定他的罪，神先跟他一个对话的期间，让他有悔改的机会。
After Eve sinned, God did not condemn her immediately, but gave her a period to repent.
比如说亚干犯罪之后呢，神没有马上把他揪出来，是用好多时间抽签的方法来希望他在这个期间认罪。
After Achan sinned against God, God did not point out his mistake immediately, but through the drawing of lots, he gave him the chance to repent.
真的希望他利用机会来悔改。
God gave him the opportunity to repent.
但是他们两个都失落了这样的一个恩典。
But both Eve and Achan lost that opportunity.
我们也是一样啊。
The same is true for us.
有的人跟我讲说，他礼拜六忘了守安息，结果拿了一张 ticket。
Some people tell me that they get tickets on Saturdays when they don't go to church.
这是他这一辈子，这是他很久以来第一张 ticket 啊。
And there was someone who said that was the first ticket in his life.
啊，感谢主，他得到提醒了，他以后就不再做这个事情。
But this person was reminded by God and never offended the Sabbath.
有的人真的，我们圣灵非常的宝贵。有的人做错事情，圣灵会忧伤的。
And many of us feel that the Holy Spirit is grieving within us when we sin against God.
小弟以前跟大家提过说，一个弟兄要去犯罪，他怎么觉得方向盘在抖？事实上不是方向盘在抖，是他手一直在抖啊。
And I've mentioned how a brother felt that while he was driving, his hands kept shaking because he was going to do the wrong thing.
圣灵提醒他，你不要再往那条路走了。
Because the Holy Spirit was reminding him not to continue in the wrong path.
但是如果我们真的常常消灭圣灵的感动，
However, if we always quench the spirit,
想说啊，反正哦，神还会再原谅啊，
and feel that God will always forgive,
我们就继续做，
then we will continue in our sin.
最后不一定有机会啊。
Then we may give up our chance to repent.
因为在箴言二十九章第一节跟我们这样讲。
Proverbs 29 verse 1 tells us.
人如果一直硬着颈项去做错误的事情啊。
If we are stiff-necked and continue in our wrongdoing,
那么败坏就顷刻来到。
Then suddenly destruction will come.
他就没有办法医治了，没有办法救治了。
Without remedy.
这是第二个意念啊，可能造成我们非常 confused 的一个意念了。
So that is the second reason for a confused mind.
我觉得另外一个让我们 confused 的一个意念，就是说我们常常迷失在这种意念当中，就是哈。我觉得神不会不希望我犯罪，因为神一直跟我同工。
Another reason for a confused mind is when a person thinks that God is always working with him, therefore God condones his sin.
你看，我虽然做错这个事情，可是我的工作还这么有能力。
This person may say, "Look, I've sinned against God, but my ministry is still very powerful."
我们来看马太福音七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7.
Verse 22. Matthew 7:22. 当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？23节。我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。真提到说，也许有人真的可以行神迹，可以赶鬼，可以医病哦。
There are people who actually can perform miracles and cast out demons.
这些人也许是犯罪的人呢。
But these may be evil doers.
从这一段经文来讲，耶稣说他们是犯罪的人。
According to the Lord Jesus, these people were evil doers.
但是耶稣说他不认识他们呢。
And the Lord Jesus said that he never knew them.
所以今天，也许神跟我同在，不代表我没有犯罪。
Just because God works with us does not mean that we are without sin.
不能以说啊、哦，我的工作啊，有神的祝福，所以神一定很爱我。
We should not think that God loves us very much just because he works in our ministry.
如果我们不把这些错误的思想打掉
，unless we remove these evil thoughts，
我们真的会常常住在黑暗之中啊。
We will continue to live in darkness.
当我们在黑暗之中的时候，该怎么办呢
？If we are living in darkness, what must we do?
这时候我常常觉得一个人真的走不出来。
I feel that in such a condition, it is difficult to get out.
尤其当魔鬼占据一个人的心的时候
，When Satan takes control of a person's heart.
这时候需要很多弟兄姐妹的代祷。
Then it is time for other brothers and sisters to pray for him.
二十几年前，我听到一个见证。
More than 20 years ago, I heard this testimony.
有一个。家庭，这位爸爸在信仰上面有了瑕疵啊。
The father of a family was defective in his faith.
这位妈妈呢，每天早上到教会进食祷告，至少两个小时啊。
Yeah, and his wife would always go to the church to fast and pray for at least an hour every day.
也帮忙他的爸爸来祷告。
And the father's children, the children will always pray for him too.
那这个小孩在祷告当中看到他的爸爸被一条大龙快要吞吃下去了。
Now, one of the children saw in a vision that their father was about to be swallowed up by a dragon.
那这个孩子拿着剑呢，正在跟这条大龙奋斗。
And in the vision,
要救他爸爸。
In the vision, this child saw that he was using a sword to fight with the dragon to save his father.
所以当一个人在迷乱的时候，我们真的要好好的为他们祷告。
So when a person is in a confused state, we need to pray for him.
我常常想，连保罗都要求信徒帮他代祷。
Even Paul asked the believers to pray for him.
我们难道不应该为更多的工人来祷告吗
？Shouldn't we all the more pray for our workers?
神会兴起他的工人。
God will make use of his workers.
但是这些工人需要你我用代祷的手来继续扶持啊。
But these workers need to be sustained by the praying hands of our brothers and sisters.
其实代祷是一个最大的圣工啊。
In fact, intercession is the greatest ministry.
所以盼望大家能够常常为软弱的同龄、同工、弟兄姐妹来代祷。
So let us continue to pray for brothers and sisters as well as workers who are weak.
让这个不好的迷乱的意念呢，可以早点像一个陶瓷一样被打掉。
So that these evil thoughts can be shattered immediately.
再来一个人失落一个人呢，不失脚的。一个人失脚呢，除了说他的思想意念出了问题之外呢，我们最后他发现他结束在力量的失落。
After a person's mind is confused, if when a person falls, eventually he will lose his strength.
我们来看四世纪十六章。
Please turn to Judges chapter 16.
四世纪十六章。
Judges 16.
十九节。
Verse 19.
四世纪十六章十九节。
Judges chapter 16 verse 19.
大力拉使参孙枕着他的膝睡觉，叫一个人来剃除他头上的七条发揪。于是大力拉克制了他，他的力气就离开了他。二十节。
Tony.
大力拉说：“参孙，非利士人哪里来喽？”参孙就从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次一样出去活动身体。”他却不知道神已经离开他了。这边提到说，参孙呢，他失败的一个结局就是最后力量真的离开他了。
The end result of Samson was loss of strength.
拿细尔人的代表就是留着长发。
The symbol of a Nazarite was long hair.
他的职分因长发被剪，而不再像一个拿细尔人了，没有这个职分了。
And because his hair was cut, he no longer could serve as a Nazarite.
失去了力量。
He lost his strength.
犹大失去心里的力量。
Judas lost the strength of his heart.
所以他最后以自杀来结束他的生命。
Eventually, he ended his own life.
一个工人如果跌倒了，
if a worker of God falls,
不但是他自己失落了力量，
not only will he himself lose strength,
我们很多弟兄姐妹也会跟着失落了力量。
Many brothers and sisters will also lose strength with him.
这个是因为他真的是被罪恶完完全全的控制住了。
And this happens when a person is controlled totally by sin.
一个人走到最后这个结局呢，因为他逾越了那一条线。
And this happens to a person when he crosses the line.
就是神的标准。
When he goes beyond the boundary of God.
我们看启示录十一章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
第一节
，Verse 1，
启示录十一章第一节
，Revelation 11:1，
有一根苇子赐给我，当作量度的杖，而且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。第二节
，Two，
只是殿外的燕子要留下来不用量，因为这是给外邦人的，他们要践踏圣殿42个月。这边提到说，神殿里面的人都要用一个苇子来量一量。
God will measure the temple with a measuring rod.
如果一个人超越了他的行为，超越了神最后的标准。
If a person goes beyond the standard or the boundary of God,
你会觉得回头可能没有路了。
Then there may not be turning back.
就好像我们刚刚所唱的那首诗一样。
In the hymn that we just sang,
如果拒绝救主，势必越过界限。
If we reject the Lord, we will cross the line.
从此听不到圣灵的呼唤。
And we will no longer hear the call of the Spirit.
所以我们真的要谨慎。
So we need to be careful.
犹大已经把最后的机会都给抛弃了。
Judas gave up his final opportunity.
所以耶稣说，你要做的，你赶快去做吧。
After that, Jesus told him, go do what you want to
do. 如果我们执意要走向黑暗的道路，
If our mind is set on walking in darkness,
有一句俗话说，神仙难救无命客啊，主要怎么再慈爱都没有办法再救你了。
Then, regardless of God's great mercy, we will not be saved.
所以我们在暗中所做的，我们真的要好好的谨慎。
So we need to be careful of things, of even things we do in secret.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
二十七节
，verse 27。
路加福音十二章第二节
，I'm sorry, verse 2。
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。你们，因此你们在暗中所说的，将在明处被人听见；在内室附耳所说的，将要在房上被人宣扬。
Verse 3.
此事包不住火的啦。
There's a saying that paper cannot cover up fire.
我们在暗中所做的，神常常让我们隐藏一段时间。
This means that whatever we do in darkness may be concealed for a while.
为什么神要隐藏一段时间呢？
Why does God not expose it?
小弟觉得这就是一个 grace period， 这是让你悔改的机会。
I believe that it's a grace period for us to repent.
但是一个人如果硬着景象瞒做下去，
But if a person is stubborn and continues in sin，
你会知道掩盖的事是没有不露出来的。
Nothing concealed.There's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed.
圣经上跟我们讲说，我们所做的，在传道书十二章跟我们讲说，我们所做的无论是什么，神一定要审判的了。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we are told that whatever we do will be brought to God's judgment.
当我们看到有人失落的时候
，when we see that someone has has
失落力量的时候
，has lost strength，
失去了神恩惠的时候
，and has lost the grace of God。
圣经跟我们讲说，我们不要用讥笑的态度来面对这个事情。
Bible warns us not to scoff at them.
我们来看箴言二十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs 24.
十六节。
Verse
16. 二十四章十六节。
Proverbs 24:16.
因为一人虽然七次跌倒，仍必兴起；二人却被祸患侵倒，十七节。
17.
你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心里不要快乐，十八节。
18.
恐怕神看见你就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来了。不要为作恶的心怀不平， 19. 也不要嫉妒恶人。以下神谕，真比如说，当一个人跌倒的时候，我们不要因为这样子高兴。
We should not gloat when someone falls.
一个工人这样跟我说
，A worker told me.
那另外一个工人跌倒了，他。一直的讥笑。
That there was one time when he glossed over another worker who fell.
结果呢，他自己也走到那个他所讥笑的人的路上去了。
And in the end, he ended up on the same path.
所以我们应当存着敬畏的心呢，要好好的从人的身上学习到课程。
So we should have a heart of fear and learn.From the mistakes of others.
别人的跌倒虽然不是我们的高兴，也不叫我们服侍失落了力量，又不叫我们灰心失望。
While we should not rejoice at other people's fall, we should also not be discouraged.
因为神赐给我们是刚强的、仁爱谨守的心，不是胆怯的心呐。
For the spirit God has given us is a spirit of power and self-control.
神要扬尽他的场。
God will clear out his threshing floor.
当神的场被扬尽之后，你就看到神的工作一定会大大的展开啊。
And once God's threshing floor is cleared out, you will see the prosperity of his ministry.
我们来参考犹大书二十三节。
Please turn to Jude verse 23.
犹大书二十三节。
Jude verse 23.
从22节开始念。
Verse 22.
犹大书二十二节。
Verse 22.
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们。23节。
23.
有些人，你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人，你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。您那些被情欲玷污的衣服，也当厌恶。24节。
24.
那能保守你们不失脚。叫你们无瑕无疵的欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永远永远，阿们。真提到说，有些人我们要从火中抢救出来。
There are some people we need to snatch from the fire.
那是还没有犯致死罪的人，我们真的要抢救他们。
These are people who have not committed mortal sin.
但是有些人呢，我们真的要存敬畏的心怜悯他们，存惧怕的心怜悯他们。
But to others, we need to show mercy mixed with fear.
为什么要存惧怕的心呢
？Why mixed with fear?
要思考别人的生命。
We need to think about their lives.
如果一个人，他从小虔诚，从小服侍， 都还可能跌倒。
If a person may fall even though he has served God from his youth,
那么更何况是我们呢？
Then how much more likely will we do the same?
一个人一天祷告两个小时、三个小时的人都会跌倒。
If a person who prays 2 or 3 hours a day falls,
更何况是我们呢？
How much more likely will we do the same?
这条路不是那么容易走。
This path is not difficult.
所以有些人我们真的要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。
So we need to show mercy to these people, mixed with fear.
求主耶稣能够帮助我们呢。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
真的让我们永不失脚。
So we will never fall.
这次参加何老太的丧礼的时候，有一个姐妹这样跟我说
：“A sister told me this during the funeral service for Sister Ho。
她说，她很少看到这么漂亮的一个身体躺在棺材里面。
She said she had never seen such a beautiful body in the casket。
啊，你仔细看她的脸哦，没有干，没有瘪，还是。”碰腮呀、啊，碰腮哈、哦，就是胖胖的啊，真的很好看。
Her face did not sink in, her cheeks did not sink in, and in fact she looked very good.
但是真正叫人家羡慕的是，她能够保守她的双脚，永远在主的殿里面。
But more importantly, she was able to keep both her feet in the temple of God.
一辈子在信主之后永不失脚。
And throughout her life, she never fell in her faith.
刚刚我们读那个犹大书二十四节讲说，要求神保守我们永不失脚啊。
According to verse 24, we are to ask God to keep us from falling.
有时候不是我们有能力走完这条天国路啊。
It is not by our own effort that we may complete this journey to heaven.
是神保守我们不失脚的。
But it is God who keeps us from falling.
所以聪明的我们。应该常常为我们未来的生命祷告。
So if we are wise, let us always pray about our future.
您怎么知道未来您的路程要何等的崎岖又何等的平顺呢？
How do we know that our future will not be full of rugged path?
让我们今天晚上就为未来那个崎岖的道路祷告吧。
So starting from tonight, let us pray for the rugged path ahead of us.
求主耶稣保守我们的脚一生。在他的爱里面。
May the Lord Jesus help us and keep our feet to stand within his love all the time.